זאת גמרא ביתה. מנעשה למישנה, מניין שקושרין לושן של זוהירס. How do we know we tied the red string on the same משתלך? So if the Gemara posters kashonim, the Gemara kashonim, it should have said kishni mi boileya. So dig the kuna poster, it should have said kishni, not kashonim. Like Rashi says, do mi the kishelig, like siv kishlogim. So here also was to say kashonim, it should have said kishni. Om Rav Yitzchok, om alehem akarish bochul Yisrael. Im yi yuchatu eichem kashonim halolu. If your sins will be so big, like a whole bunch of years, kashonim halolu, Shes du rois uboyus misheshe shimei breshes viyad achshuv. Mamash like the full amount of the whole Bria Salem. From the beginning of Bria Salem until now, all those years keseda. Even if you have so much chatoim, there was mushrash in you, you did keseda one year after another, one year after another. Still, if you do tshuvon, ka sheleg yavinu. Still the Abish now will be meichu you and make your sins back like white. That's John the Posse. Ka shonim yavinu. Right. Doresh Rava, my dichtiv, what does it say in the Pasuk in Yishayahu, l'chu no kom v'nivokhecho yoymer Hashem. Well, v'nivokhecho means we'll talk things over, we'll give techocho one to the other, Hashem says. For the Gemara, l'chu no, they're like, go away. Bol no mi boile, should have said come, like the Abish now is talking to Klai Yisrael, come together, should have said bol no. Why does it say Elosh, l'chu no? By the yoymer Hashem, Hashem will say, omer Hashem mi boile, like Kodesh Baruch Hu says. Not the Yoimer Hashem, Hashem will say. Shrashi Yoimer Hashem, Ato Emor, Hatechocho, Ubucho Anotelim. Now say it. That's right. Right. The Gemara Pshan, the Posik is Omra. So tomorrow, Losid Lovoi, Yoimel Hem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Has Losid Lovoi, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, come to Klai Yisrael and say to them, Luchu no Eitzalav Seichem. Go to your fathers, V'yoychichu Itchem. And have a techocha with them, see if they could be mezaka you with din. His mashal learns the pshat is talking about a benini. A ben, enechlam yitzadik is nechtam lechayim anechtam elam abo. We show you manechtam il gehenim. Beninim though, that mixer schar machza machza, they need a kape chesla, they need chesed of the Eibishter to help them out. The Eibishter is telling them, you benini, go to your office, let them be mespal, let them help you out. Eislechuno eitzla besechem yechichu itchem. Then Klai Yisrael then will say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Losid Lovoi, Riboyni Shlelem, Eitzo Mi Nelech, Eitzo which one of the others should we go? Eitzo Avroham, should we go to Avraham Avinu, Shemar Teloi, you told Avraham Avinu, Yodaya Teida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that there's going to be a matzav, that Klai Yisrael is going to go into Mitzrayim, and there's going to be a Shver Shibud, and there's going to be hard times in Mitzrayim. V'loi Bikash Rachim Aleinu, and Avraham at that time was not Mavachash Rachamim, and didn't ask Hashem take away the Gzar Din of Yitzias Mitzrayim, if you read this to Mitzrayim. So B'zayda Mashoz Mazbal, like, so how could the Klai Yisrael now go and say, we're going to talk to Avraham Avinu, to help us out? Vice versa, Avraham Avinu's midr is, that calls him out the Yidna Boilam Azir, there's a midr Sadin, that means Mitzad Adin, Klai Yisrael deserved to have you read it to Mitzrayim. Avraham was not Mavachash Rachamim, he held up Pi Din, it's better to have your Din Boilam Azir, and the Rachamim will be later, Elam Abo. So Mela, Avram would not mispalo for Rachamim. So now also, how could Klai Yisrael go now to ask Avram to be mispalo for Rachamim for them? That's not Avram Avinu's midah. As when it comes to the gate of the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his midah is a din. Right. Eitzel Yitzchok, should we go to Yitzchok Avinu, Sheberich Esesav, Yitzchok gave the bracha Tesav Arosha, Voyek Asheteret, Volevik Esherachim Aleinu, as he gave Esav a bracha, that when Klai Yisrael do like Atoyim, that Esav will be in his gaber, and he'll give us service, and he wasn't Mavak Esherachim for us. The Bible says also, Jesus also masking to the din as the midas adin, that we deserve to have din, we deserve it. So he's not the one to Mavak Esherachim, that we should ask him to be mispala for us, that to change over the midas adin to midas rachamim. Eitzel Yaakov, should we go to Yaakov Avinu? Shemar to Lord, you told Yaakov Avinu, Anochi Eret Imcha Mitzrayim. He's a Kodesh Baruch Hu told Yaakov, I'm going to go down with you to Mitzrayim. As he told Yaakov Avinu about the Shibud Mitzrayim. V'lo Bikesh Rachamim Aleinu, and at that time Yaakov was not the Bakesh Rachamim from us. So Vaita, he's not the one to go to Yaakov to be mispala for us, for a person that's machza machza, that Midas Adin says he should get loinish, that he should be mevakas for us. So Klai Yisrael got tainus, who should we go to? Achshav, now Klal Yisrael said, Yemu Hashem, Omar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the Klal Yisrael said, let's go to Kadosh Baruch Hu alone. He's Omar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hoylo Talisem. Atzmechem bi, since you're totally yourself and me, that you want to come to Mavakesh for me, im yuchatechem gasholim kashalag yabinu enechanam nekodesh baruch hu said there's a mid of tshuva. If we do tshuva, I'll make you chatoyim back to white. Shrash yemu Hashem, ata emar atechocho v'cho onu tolim. And you said atechocho to talk this soul is totally in me, enechlam, if you do tshuva, I'll be moich you. Omer Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Reb Yonason, what does the Pasuk say in Yeshayahu? Kiyato Avinu, that you are our father. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're called our father. What does that mean, you? We have Obis Avram Yisrael Yaakov. Ki Avram lo yodanu, that Avram Avinu didn't know us. For Yisrael le Yakirenu, and Yisrael Yaakov Avinu didn't know us. Ato Hashem Avinu, but you are the Eibishter, Goyaleinu Miyelam Shemecha, that you're going to be Goyalos, Miyelam Shemecha. What's Pshat in this Pasuk? What do you mean we don't have the Obis? Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Obis? That means Losid Lovoi. Yoy malay akorish baruch li Avram, akorish baruch tal Avram, bin cha chotuli, that Klal Yisrael doing chatoim to me. So mela like this, should we be meichel them? Are you be mespal to me? Is omala fun of Avram Avinu answer to akorish baruch banish lolam? Yimchu al kedusha shemecha, Rashi yimchu hayil shechotu, since Klal Yisrael did a chet, v'yiskad eshimcha boilam, kishetasa din b'yoyvim al debrecha, so the Avram Avinu. If you, the Eibishter, would do a din with them, give them back an oinish, that's going to make a Kiddush Hashem. That shows like the Kiddushas Hashem. That if somebody does a chet, he's Mechal Hashem, he deserves an oinish back for it. So by Klal Yisrael getting an oinish, that shows the Kiddush Hashem. So the Avram Avinu was Kedai for Klal Yisrael to have the oinish. So Mela Kodesh Avram wasn't mispiled that they shouldn't get the oinish. Is Omar Eimel Eli Yaakov? So the Klal Yisrael said, like, go ask Yaakov what should happen. Is the heaven laid tzar gidu bonim? Has Yaakov Avinu raised 12 shvotim? He raised 12 children. He knows what it means to have a ben. Maybe he'll be mevakas rachman for the bonim. Is Efshad the boy rachman alayim? Maybe Yaakov will be mespalo for Klal Yisrael. Omalei, so the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, bin chachotel, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov Avinu, that Klal Yisrael did a chet. Is Omolofon of Ribbon Yishleilam Yimcho Akdusha Shemecha? Yaakov answered the same thing also. That Mitzad Midasad Dinach Oynish. That will Shach Kiddush Hashem. It's Kedai there should be a Kiddush Hashem. And Klal Yisrael deserves the Oynish. So Vaita, they didn't get a Kaporah from Yaakov Avinu. Is Omar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Loi Bisabi Tami. Now with the older one, there's a Tami. That means with Avram Avinu, we have no Eitzim. Loi Bedardiki Eitzim. With the youngest one also, we have no Eitzim. Is Omar Loi Li Yitzchak? Mel the Abishtu went to Yitzchak Avinu. Bincha Chotuli, that the Akrosh Baruch Hu told Yitzchak, Bincha Klal Yisrael did chat a chet to me, the chetego portion. Omolophon of Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Bini, v'loi bincha. Like, why do you call them Bini, my children? They're not your bincha, they're not the Abishtu's children. Bishar Shek Dimolophonecha Nasel Nishma Bishas Kabbalah Satera. When Klal Yisrael said Nasel Nishma Koras Lahem, you call them Bini Bechairi. You call them bonim. His Klal Yisrael is called your ben, the Eibishter's ben. Achshav bini v'loy bincha, like Yitzchak said, how come now when they did a chet, you call them now dafka my children, not your children? V'yoyd, kam l'chotu, zog Yitzchak govinu, how much chatoim could Klal Yisrael do b'chlal? Kam l'shneisa shalodim, how much does a person live? Shivim shona, normal life is 70 years. Is dal esrim, take off 20 years, you don't give them einish for that. It's until a person esrim shana, he's not a bar einish min hashemayim. Poshuluhu chamishim shana, chamishim. They have 50 years left. Dal chofed lalusa. Take off 25 years, because that's night. It's half the day, half the night. And the night, they don't do chatan when they're sleeping half of the time. So 25 years goes away. Poshuluhu chofed, you have 25 years left. Dal tarati sara, take away 12 upalga, half. That's Luyan. Here today, a person is Isaac in davening, or Mechel eating, or the Beis HaKisei, and being Isaac in the Beis HaKisei. Is Posh Lotat, and Poshim is also learning, Mr. Amma. Is you have only half the day that you can do Chatoyim? Is Posh Lotat, sorry, or Pag, good, you have 12 and a half years of a person's life that could be Isaac in Chet. Is a matto, Saival es Kula Mutav. So Yitzchak to the Abishtha, if you, the Abishtha, can be Saival, could be Mechel them all, good. V'yim la, but if you can't be moich of them, pal go alai. Upalgulecha. Yitzchak was mekabel to take like half the schus of Klai Yisrael he would save, and the other half has to be on the schus of Yudei Bishtim. But Yitzchak was not mekabel to be matzel gant Klai Yisrael. So Rashi karat lehem b'ni b'chor Yisrael, shoy yigoldu lefonecha, shoy masidin lehem lefonecha, b'sina nasav nishma, lekabel lecha miyava kabonim. So you said already this lashon of b'ni, that Klai Yisrael is the bonim of Hashem. Dal etzchim d'loyon sholay, shekei matzino b'dor ha-midbor, shloyon esha koresh bokwa lemichov shono. Or Mala, only 20 years older, the Chsir by Midbar Azir Yiplo Pegrechim. Even Chav Shon Mamala Shara Halinoisam Olai. So you see that Anshim, but they Shemaim was only from a Ben Chav. So the kids say even Yitzchak was only Matzal, half Klai Yisrael, not the whole Klai Yisrael. Vim Tim Tzalei Makulam Olai, and if you want to say everybody should be upon me, or Karivis Navshoyi Kamoch. That Yitzchak said, is even if you want all Klai Yisrael to be matzah because of me, like Mashmaiah, because Yitzchak said he brought himself for korban. In Tim Slayim Akulam Alai, or Karivis Nafshoi Kamuch, I was makriv my nefesh in front of you. Is Pischu V'yomru Ato Avinu, you're our father. So Klai Yisrael saw that Yitzchak is the one that's going to save them, like he had a schus, kap of the Eibishter, that he was on the kedus Yitzchak. So he's going to save Klai Yisrael. So the Klai Yisrael said to Yitzchak, Ato Avinu. Oh, Malahem Yitzchak. Yitzchak told the Klai Yisrael, Ad sha'atem mekalsim li. Before you give me the shvach, kol mi avinum, kosla korish borchu. You have to give the class to the Eibishter. Oh, mochu li Yitzchak hakorish borchu v'inayu. And Yitzchak had a koyach to show Klai Yisrael hakorish borchu with their own eyes. Miyad nosu neim lamorim. Right away, the whole Klai Yisrael picked up the rifle hakorish borchu v'yoyim, they said, Ato Hashem avinu. That's John this pasuk. That now we're marking you that Kodesh Baruch Hu, your avinu, your goyaleinu, miyelam shemecha. Shrashi kiyata avinu. First, Klai Yisrael connected Yitzchak amru, who amalehem hareyu connected a Kodesh Baruch Hu shu avichem. And Yitzchak said, no, go say kapa the Eibishter, he's the real avichem. Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, ro hoya Yaakov avinu leirad leMitzrayim b'shalshelah shel barzel. Really, Yaakov was supposed to go down to Mitzrayim, to the Shibud Mitzrayim, mamash in change full of barzel. Drashi kedera kol ha-goylim, shrei ha-pi gzeres golus yor ha-dasham. That ma, when you take somebody into golus, take somebody into prison, you put him down there in chains. So really, when Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, that was the beginning of the golus of the Shibud Mitzrayim, so he should have went down there in change. Elo sheskhus ha-gormulot. No, Yaakov being a schus helped him. The Chassid the Pasuk says in Yehoshaya, "V'chav le'odom em shekeim, v'chavol le'meitas al pushim." Rashi, "B'shvil odom, b'shvil chivas odom, mishchatim le'mitzrayim, v'chavol le'mbulei b'shalshelis." It's because of the chavivos of Yaakov Avinu. I only brought you down in chavol, like in a string and not in change. V'yavoisem avo ve'ayilhem kimrimei oil alechayim, v'yat olav oichel. Rashi kumimay oil alechayim kodim hasayvel. Somebody receives upon himself a masayel abem to help his beima. Lorem oilu miyal tavoruv. Yevyotav olav oichel hatis lechem koyach laachel es avodas haperach. That you gave us this koyach to help us from the avodas haperach. The schus Avraham Avinu that Hakadosh Baruch Hu helped him, that he did not make him go down with chains of iron, but instead he went down stam bekovedik. If somebody carries out eitzim wood on Shabbos, how much of the shear to be chayiv for? We had before that it had the Mishnah in Beitz also, that how much wood, enough wood to be able to cook a beitz kal, an easy egg to cook. Tavzin, how much spice do you have to take out to be chayiv for on Shabbos? They lit for beitz kal, in order to spice a small egg. Omid starfim ze im ze. And different type of spices are mistarif one with the other. With different type of tavlins, it's mistarif for the shear. A little bit of this one, a little bit of that one is mistarif to a shear to a mechayiv. They carry out that much for Shabbos. Right, the klipia goizim. How much of a shear of the shells of nuts do you have to carry out? Ros klipia remonium, the shells of pomegranates. Ros istis apua, different type of things. Is they litzvoya behen beged cotton. Beged cotton pisach. In order to dye a small beged that you use for the beginning of the opening. That's used for the opening of a network. So if you have enough of this material that can make dye, to dye this small beged, that's a chosh for shiur v'chayek for Shabbos. Mei raglayim, what about somebody carrying out mei raglayim, rels nasir, rels buriyot, these are different type of a soap. Kamulya, somebody carries out kamulya, rels v'ashlig, and ashlig, these are also different type of, kamulya is type of an earth, type of a clay. And also, ashlig is also type of a mineral that comes out of the ground that they use for soap. It's the lechabez beged cotton pisarcha. Enough of this material that's used for soap in order to clean a small piece of beged. Enough of this soap to be able to take off a kesem. You have a blood stain on a beged. You want to take off a kesem, that's a choshev shiur to be chayav for Shabbos. So Rashi, Beitza kalak v'amafurish, is there beitza tanagirlis? Remember before it was mazbe, what's called a small easy egg to cook? That's called the egg of a chicken. She kala lavash is very easy to cook. V'loi b'shir kol beitza shiur elak v'regvish from beitza kalam. I think remember before it said, you don't need the shear of a whole egg to be cooked. No, a bee could cook the size of a gregris of an egg, that's enough of a chosh of a shear wood to be chayv to carry out. Mustafrin kol minit alvim zem zeh, all different spices that mustaf one to the other. Top of a kli, when you braid something, a network, you put a small beggar there. Nase min adoma, type of a clay. Kamuyas viashtam gomorma foreshla. Esa kesem, shal dam nida. Zanisha has dam nida on a beggar. Shalu asimonim, ma'aviren esa kesem, shal dam nida the beggar l'tairi. As a shear that these type of soap, if you wash off the beged, it takes off the dam nida. So that's a chosh of a shear soap to be chayv if you carry it out the Shabbos. The Mara Tanina Chod is Imna. We had learned this din already before, like how much of a wood you need to be chayv for, enough wood to cook a small, easy egg. Tanina Chod is Imna. Kona, how much of a shear of a kona you chayv for? It's a reed. Kadeh lasa is kumis. A reed is enough if you make a pen out of it. Let's say it was a thick reed, or you marusim, or it was a little scratched the reed, and you can't use it to make a pen out of, then it has a shear then like a piece of wood, and enough reed that you can make a fire to cook up an easy egg. Trufa, an egg that was scrambled, or nesunav yilf was put into a pot. So the Chur, what that say again here, the Mishnah Moitzi Eitzim, we have it ready by a corner. But the Mormal, the Tamer, Hosamudaloi Chos Lemidi, before a corner is not used for anything else, it's only used for cooking to make fire with. Aval eitzim de choza lekocha de aklidon for eitzim. That I use, that you could use to put in the teeth of a lock, you could use eitzim. So other use aval eitzim de choza lechicha de aklidon. It's used for the teeth of a lock. Afilu kol shu, even a little piece of wood, you should also be chayiv. It's a chosh vazach kamash mala no. Even pieces of wood, even though sometimes you could use it, the Rashi says, Shein Shom Avtech, use it for the teeth of a lock, but that's not kosher. You need a it's the cheshivas of wood, is it meant to use for firewood? Therefore, how much wood you need? Enough wood that you can make a fire enough to cook the size of an egg. Of what type of an egg? We're saying now, an easy egg, which is a chicken egg, to be cooked. That's the sheep. Here's a more vital. The Mishnah says, Tavlin de litcho beitakala. Tavlin spice, how much spice is choshev to be chayv to carry out on Shabbos? Enough spice to spice a small egg. And then the Mishnah says, they're mitzar from zem zeh. They have different spices, but all together could spice one egg, it's enough to be mechayiv. Fred Gemara Minu. Tavlin spices, shnayim v'gilmu shemus, from two or three different type of a shemus. If the min echet, if it's all from one min, or mishleish shemin from different three minim, the shem echad that has one ister, mashal they're all orla. You have three different types of spices from orla. Is asurim, they're aser, or mitzar from zem zeh. They're mitzar from to be chayiv, if yidik kezayis, of this yichayiv. So Rashi, reminu amastis nitoni, tavle mitzar from shnei minim lekashir. It says the Mishnah, both mitzar to the shir. Days with gimel shemis means two pulavin, you have a white pepper, shok or black pepper, of orach long one. Or yafilu min gimel minim, different three different minim. The heim shall iser, shame shall iser, oser im tivlu ben esakaderim. Yom mitzarfim mizatavlim imein b'chol lecha de litvul mitzarfim v'tivlu. So if you don't have enough spice of one iser, it's mitzarf one with the other. So you see, tavlim is also mitzarf. So it's good like our Mishnah. Aber sagt die Gemara, aber wie Yom Chizki says, the mina mesikishanu, we're talking about only sweet spices. Hoyo beruin lamati kaderim. They could all be used together to sweeten one kaderim. Rashi b'yom achizki, hoti tani mitarfin b'mina mesikam, askin in shakule mina mesikah kaderim. They all come to sweeten the kaderim. But min achar, ein mitarfin, askin in mafzik. A mishnah doesn't make a chinuch, they're all coming together to sweeten the kaderim. Smash me, even different type of spices on mitarf. And the achizki says, no, only spices that sweeten, since they come to do the exact same work. So the gemara, hoi lamatik kaderim. So the gemara, time of the chos lamatik. Why es the kaderim? Holav hochi loy? If it doesn't come to sweeten the kaderim, it would be usher. It wouldn't be mitzarev. And the Gemara Hachinam Lamatik, our Mishnah is also talking about being matik. The Mishnah is talking about sweetening the kaderim.